The message of the day was clear. Keep investigating and find out if political pressure was coming from the White House. Janice Faircloth is from Coweta County.
Little people didn't do this stuff. It comes from the top.
President Obama has denied any involvement or knowledge of the targeting as it was happening. Several top IRS officials have already resigned and congressional hearings are ongoing. Meanwhile, last week, Attorney General Eric Holder ordered a separate probe to investigate whether laws were broken. But protesters like Henry Ashmore of Noonan are skeptical of Holder's independence.
We need a special prosecutor because I don't think Holder will get to the bottom of this. I don't trust him as far as I can throw him because he's not going to investigate the IRS.
Many at the event spoke in broader political terms, saying the IRS scandal represented a federal government run amok. Bob Barr, the former Georgia congressman who's now running for office once again, painted a dark picture.
The deep-seated systemic corruption that has infested not just this administration, but so many in Washington, that's why we need change in Washington.
Barr called himself an impeachment manager. While in Congress, he led efforts to impeach President Clinton. He vowed to pursue the scandal, quote, like a bulldog if elected back to Congress. Governor Nathan Deal also made an appearance, albeit with less rhetorical flair. His comments focused mostly on cleaning house at the IRS and establishing new rules and regulations.
The one thing we don't want in this country is for political party points of view to be prevalent and to pervade and to control the basic powers of government.
The rally came just a day after congressional leaders expanded their probe to include years of records to find out if other groups have been unfairly targeted. For WABE News, I'm Jonathan Shapiro.